Yes, good evening to our dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are very happy to be with you this time. Time is 8 minutes past 18. And welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Yes, as it has always been the case, Lecture Hall 1 is a platform where we engage, where we engage and discuss different topics, especially concerning economic development. We look at the aspect of policy directions. We look at, a platform where we invite everybody, every listener, to learn, engage in economic discussions. We look at, domestic policies. We look at international policies, legal matters, entrepreneurship, and opportunities. Yeah, like we are always saying, Business and Economic Segment, we invite policymakers. We invite economic movers. We invite business persons and all the interested parties, especially if you have interest in economic development of the country. And it's always good, in every discussion that we are going to give, in every conversation that we are going to give, we always give an opportunity to our dear callers to engage us in the studio, give your opinion, give your views, ask questions, come up with direct criticism, which are also constructive. And yeah, before I go to the topic for today, I'm just saying today I'm not alone. I'll be shortly joined by one of the youngest bright entrepreneur by the name Joy Jaimene. She will engage us in the studio maybe later on. And yeah, stay tuned and continue listening to Business and Economic Segment. We'll be back shortly.
Zegura Sumbango, Dias Ep, as is a single on a Malisinta canoe, Gupanare, Taninaga, Gumape, Moktunda, Gonkedi, Zoksimba, Buke, Domarsumo, Kumaoko, Uzagonkedi Zompe, Zoktura Marsumo, Mosumbango, Dias Ep, Pampepo, Guanasmbango, Suspe, Sa Imba Ep, Zuvainami, Mokaram, Tetin Sume, Kusumbangwesi, Guana Karhampepo, Kumarsumo, Pa Internet Meke, Yoge, Ruganesa. Cell phone ding keni kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumo isrongo no kwane sambu zongwa dias gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musupangu si kuna karanye the elsin eangano the osherero kumayimbiriro the catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zene munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu pampepo tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063 ndi ko email digital@omalaiti.com.
Mukungule to our dear listeners, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. That is Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. Yes, the topic for today, we are going to focus on part 2 of yesterday's topic, where we are looking at how to grow or growing Namibian SMEs into corporations. Because the fundamental aim of starting a business is to make profit. When you make profit, you'll be able to make enough money so that you can serve people, building infrastructures, and also promote your business through corporate social responsibilities, where it's a platform where you'll be able now to assist people through engaging in community engagements. Now, how do we grow Namibian SMEs into bigger corporations? Like I said yesterday, we were talking about individuals or SME operators who have been operating businesses for almost 20 years, but they are operating within a very smaller scale. They are operating with maintained, profits, and they are operating, businesses which is in the corner of their street or in the corner of their town, and they are afraid of, expanding to bigger corporations. They are scared of expanding to bigger businesses which can operate within different towns, regional, and maybe continental and also international. Now, different business people, different SMEs, operators have different views about business. They have different perspectives about business challenges, depends on what kind of businesses they are operating. It is therefore now very important to make sure that let us engage and let us hear from the horse mouth. Let us hear from individuals who operated businesses and what are the challenges and what keep them moving forward. Because the aim of this program is to make sure that not only promoting entrepreneurship, but also promoting economic development through expanding smaller businesses to bigger corporations. In a very short time, I'm going to be joined by Joy Jaimene, the young lady who is operating a business, operating among the big boys. But yeah, we are going to hear from her.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment. We are continuing with Lecture Hall 1. We talk about business aspect, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about development. We look at the aspects which are driving the economy of Namibia. However, as I promised you, today I'm joined by one young bright woman. She has a very good understanding of entrepreneurship ecosystem, and she's an SME operator, and she's going to engage us, particularly in the areas of challenges which are faced by, you know, SME owners, and how do we overcome such challenges. Yes, our guest for today is Joy Jaimene. She's an entrepreneur, and she's one of the young and resilient.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yeah, we are continuing with the conversation with our guest for today. And she's going to engage us on the challenges which are faced by entrepreneurs and how to overcome them and how to keep going in business.
Joy Jaimene, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic segment.
Good evening, David. I hope you are good.
I'm very well. Yes,
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we are happy to have you here in our show. Maybe just to start with it, what are some of the experiences as a SME operator, particularly the challenges that you are faced with when you are running an SME business?
Okay. When we first started, I feel like the one thing that we had challenges with will be the market competition.
Yeah.
It was really, our market is overcrowded, to say. Mm-hmm. You find this business all over Windhoek.
Yeah.
And the one thing that is mainly the problem is accessing wider maybe markets, to say if you want to leave Windhoek then to go to wider market outside of Windhoek.
Yeah.
It's really difficult since now some of the high things we barely experience is high operating costs.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes utility bills and rental costs and things like that. So now we are overcrowded in here, but then you also can go out of Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other things will be skills shortage.
Come again?
Skills shortage.
Oh, okay. Skills shortage within your business or what do you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to recruit other people to join you, for you to join hands together,
yeah,
you won't really find the people who can work,
mm-hmm,
who have the skills you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that is particularly also difficult, as well as limited access to finances.
Okay, maybe where we are at skills, are the people demotivated or the skills are not available? Maybe if you can just engage us on that.
Most of the people are demotivated, especially the youth. I mean, cleaning services rendering.
Yeah.
So most people, especially the ones with degrees, don't really want to do cleaning,
yeah,
businesses. They say, no, why would I join cleaning when I have a degree in maybe education?
Yeah.
So they are demotivated. And then it comes to just maybe getting now the people who aren't as educated. Mm-hmm. They're not really easy to come by. Everybody is educated in Namibia now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is what I was referring to when I said shortage of skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were talking about access to finance. What do you really mean by that? Is it finance in terms of loans or finance in terms of just getting money to boost your business?
Finance, I'm referring to loans, because mm-hmm. once your small business now starts, you want to grow it.
Yeah.
That is where the problem comes in. You can't really have access to funds from banks because you don't have the means, the collateral, things that they ask for. Mm-hmm. And yeah, every other requirement, you barely are qualified for it. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, Joy, while we are there, yesterday in our business and economic segment, we were talking about the behaviors of customers. Through your experience, mm-hmm. Have you ever find maybe some challenges with customers? Maybe they do not want to pay. Maybe they undermine your business. Or what is your experience with customers, especially when it comes to running an SME?
When it comes to customers, the number one problem should be late payment.
Okay.
Especially to the clients who render monthly services. They will tell you to like wait a few minutes, wait a few days, and then it takes forever for them to get back to you with your payment. Mm-hmm. And that is a really big challenge. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that leads to that will be unclear when you don't really maybe communicate well enough as in how the person is going to make the payment. Mm-hmm. Or you did tell them, but it's just unclear to them. So you say, no, you have to pay maybe the 31st of every month.
Yeah.
And then they are like, no, that is also my payday. So you have to wait for my debit orders to also go off.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, okay. Mm-hmm. So now that takes puts a big gap in your at your own end.
Yeah, maybe due to late payment, how does it affect now your business now if you are receiving late payment every time? How does it affect your business?
It affects us so badly because now you can also pay the people you are working with,
yeah,
and you also can pay your bills. Your landlord for your business is asking for their rent, and you also have to put electricity and pay for water. So all those things now will be delayed just because of those late payments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe let us look at, because one of the things that we also look at is that we want SMEs or small businesses to grow into bigger companies. Maybe a cooperation which can run in two towns or even in the region or at an international level. Maybe through your experience or with your view, why small businesses are failing to grow bigger, to bigger companies, for example?
With us, the small businesses, the one thing I would say is cash flow issues. Mm-hmm. Now, as I have mentioned, you get late payments. So that also affects you very badly because now when it comes to the bank, they won't give you funds,
yeah,
and then your funds that you are getting are also coming in late.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really big problem. And this tends to like limit the ability to like reinvest your profit back into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing would be a limited market access. Like I said, now we are all just overcrowded in here.
Yeah.
And now we have lack of resources to enter bigger markets.
Uh-huh.
So now for me to want to go maybe start this business in the north,
yeah,
I don't have the funds. Mm-hmm. The customers I have are paying late, and yeah, the bank can give me loans. So everything now will be locked out. Be locked out of the market. And another thing will be a market shift, because
mm-hmm.
now you are just stuck with this one service to render to your people.
Yeah,
the customers become bored. Like, what else can you offer us? What else can you give us?
Mm-hmm.
It's just cleaning. What else? Can't uh-huh. you like redecorate our houses? Can't you? So, but all these things are just tied down to funds, uh-huh. really. Yeah.
So it means that if you could have access to fund, you could offer more than one services.
Yes, you can. We can also maybe venture into interior design.
Yeah.
After cleaning, you can like maybe design the place differently than how you found it. Mm-hmm. But now, since you lack funds, you don't have the right equipment, or you have brooms and mops, yeah, you can't really do anything else apart from that. Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe let me ask you a question based on your experience as a young business operator. How does what the market look at you, especially adults that you already find in the market? Do they respect you or do they undermine you? It can be from other business persons or maybe the customers. How did you look at their perspective when they are looking at you offering this service here and there? I know you are very busy also advancing your study. How do they view you when they are seeing you operating in that market?
The first thing people look at is your age and your physical appearance. They're like, you are a small girl. How can you like shift things around my house and clean in every corner?
Yeah.
So they just undermine you. Mm-hmm. And then you wake and they're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. This is not really what I expected. But yeah, that's mainly it, really. Mm-hmm. But from other people, the one thing they would like us to do, it's not really a challenge, but it's to like collaborate for them to say, no, maybe let us do the job together, but they want you to work according to their conditions, mm-hmm, and also underpay you. Uh-huh. Most of the people are like, cleaning, there's sweeping and mopping, what do you mean?
So they're always negotiating with you.
Yeah, like, no. You are expensive, please make it even $100.
Yeah.
So it's always a problem.
No, I think you mentioned a very important point because, you know, yesterday when we had, business engagement here at the Lecture Hall 1, one thing that we have mentioned is that, you know, some business people are so, we say it is the mind of a business operator. Some business people are so kind or maybe soft to that extent that people end up taking advantage of maybe your age, or maybe they try to play with you, then they run away with your money. What is your take on that?
We have experienced that a lot, actually. Sometimes you go see somebody's like, okay, I will EFT the money, and you never come and you went home already.
Yeah.
And you can't really do anything. But now we are also just coming up with things to help us avoid that. Maybe let the people pay before we leave and stuff like that. But there were so many cases like that in the past. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we are maneuvering around it easier now.
So it means
continue. Yeah, you can go on.
Yeah, it means that now you have experience in dealing with people.
Yes, mm-hmm, the experience is there. We know all their tricks.
Yeah.
And sometimes even people will call you to come and clean for them.
Yeah.
They're like, come to maybe clean Brenduk, and they're like, they be dropped off the checkers.
Yeah.
You go there,
yeah,
they are no longer picking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are mainly the challenges, but we are maneuvering right around them now. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you have been in operation for quite a while now. Maybe what are your ambitions? Maybe are you planning to expand more, or what is your ambition? Or you are demoralized by what people are doing to your business?
I would like to grow this business into something bigger.
Yeah.
And the picture I have for it is to have maybe also a company that not only cleans, but it also makes cleaning products. So we can start to clean with our own products, and that we are also going to like recruit more people to come into the business to maybe not only clean, but to also make the products. That is the bigger picture. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know most of the educated people, some of them, they have master's degree, some they have, they are doctorate candidate, but we have mm-hmm. seen that the youth unemployment rate is now at at 44%, if I'm not mistaken. And it's not growing. It's not being reduced anytime soon. Now, what is your message to people who are out there? It can be young people who are well qualified, but they have other skills that they can use maybe to, you know, to engage in business. What is your message to them?
My message is for them to try everything, to try and use their skills to make make money, to say.
Yeah.
Starting your business might seem like a huge deal, but it's really not. You can start small. Don't be afraid to start small.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to start from the very beginning. You can even start selling in the streets.
Yeah.
As long as money is coming in, that's all that matters. And don't wait for the jobs. Don't wait for the government to create jobs. Start your own business now. Whatever it is that might be, whatever idea you have, put it into action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joy Jaimene, thank you very much for joining us at the Business and Economic segment. And thank you for your input.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you were listening to our guest, Joy Jaimene, and she was unpacking some of the challenges which are faced by different, you know, entrepreneurs. However, we are going to come back after a very short commercial break.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that chinos to plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, our guest, Joy Jaimene, was looking at, you know, different challenges which are faced by, you know, entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs. And she mentioned through her experience that, you know, different customers view her differently. Some, they are looking at her as a very young lady who is doing her job. Then they start negotiating price. They start undermining her. However, she indicated that as an entrepreneur, you must understand all the tricks in business. And it's always an honor when we have a guest like this who is speaking from experience and who understand how business is operating. Now, looking at different challenges which were mentioned, one of them is customers' behaviors. One of them is also, you know, inability to get enough funds and also access to the market. For you to engage us in this studio before we move forward, you can engage us at 083-288-401. 083-288-401.
Summer Dimbogo Gay, Pampepo. Zegura Sumbango, Dias Ep. Ez is a single on a Malisinta cano, Gupanare, Taninaga, Gumape. Moktunda Gonkedi, Zoximban Buke, Domarsumo, Gumaoko, Uzagonkedi Zompe, Zoktura Marsumo, Mosumbango, Dias Ep, Pampepo. Guanasumbango, Suspe, Sa Imba Ep, Zuvainami, Mokaram, Tetin Sume, Kusumbangwesi. Guana Karuhan Pepo, Kumarsumo, Pa Internet Meke, Yogi, Ruganesa, Cell Phone Ding Kenny. Kara on Pokurukasi, Sumbangu Suspe, Aso Vaswa Pukura, Sa Imba Ep, Aso Kret Sapo, Martimbo, Gonosumo, Dokuri Siga Siga Dongerika, Pamwetu, Moktura Kumisrongo, Nokwane Sambud Zongwa, Yas Gospel. Martimbo Game, Novura Kurakena Muspangusi, Kunakaranye, the Elsin Eangano. The Osherero Kumayimbiriro, the Catholic, Simaneka Karunga, the Africans sing Froda here, and many more. Zene Munahara Kulisa Marsumo Geni, Musumbangu Saimba Ep, Pampepo, Guaninye go 081-2358-063. Ni go email digital@omalaid.com.
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. We're just unpacking what our guest for today, Jay Hamene, was talking about. And yeah, let us look at challenges one by one, particularly regarding the environment that our SMEs are operating in. Let us try to analyze, different SMEs which have been around in our locations, in our streets, and look at their operators. Do they have any ambition of expanding more? Or do they have any ambition of recruiting people? Or do they have any ambition of going beyond buying and selling? Or go beyond offering services? Because the one thing which we have learned in life is that if you are not able to change, you reach a point when you are defeated. That's why that's a question that we need to ask ourselves. What is in the mind of our SME operators? And are the SME operators willing to collaborate with one another? Are they willing to work together? Are they willing to share skills? Are they willing to share, technical know-how on how to approach problems in businesses? Or they are seeing each other as competitions? Because one thing that we see in Namibia is that we understand that business is competition, but there's also an area of collaboration. Now we need to ask ourselves, what is your degree of collaboration when you are operating your business or you think you can make it on your own? Because if you look at the history of most of the successful corporation businesses, you look at Facebook, you look at Google, look at Microsoft, you look at different businesses in the world, especially those who are operating at an international level, you'll be able to realize that not even the founders who contributed like 70% of what, is being operated in those businesses, but just a person who is, providing strategic directions. Now, what we need to ask ourselves, especially small business operators in Namibia, is that for how long are we going to see others as competition instead of, prospective collaborators or prospective, shareholders or stakeholders? Because if you are really setting one thing, instead of, try this cutthroat competition which we are seeing, it's always very good to collaborate and look at other products. Maybe you add values to those products, because if you cannot collaborate with other businesses, it's very difficult for you to grow. Because if you view every individual who is operating the business as yours, as a threat to your business, then forget about being a corporation. Because what we want in Namibia is to have either our own multinational corporations, or we have our own, businesses which are operating continentally. And we also have, businesses which are operating and there's sharing of skills within, those business operators. Therefore, it's always very important to, look at those aspects of where you can gain skills and also where you can learn from others and where you can also give up some areas to other people to advance, because you can't do everything.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Tulisa mardimba goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Ezisa singo hona malisinta kana ukupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi. Guana karuhampepo kumarusumo pa internet meke lioge ruganesa cellphone ndin kenyi. Kara onopukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep aso kureti sapo martimbo gononsumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumwesrongo nukwane sambudu zongwa dias gospel. Mardimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangwisi kuna karanye the Elsin Eangano, the Osherero Kumayimbiliro, the Catholic Simaneka Karunga, the Africans Sing Froda Here, and many more. Seni munahara kulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu. Mampepo, tukwane ninye ko 081-2358-063. Di ko email digital@omalaidi.com.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavchaziva. Mwele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu haiva mtavira kulisfera sakereke ya mina si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba va 081-2358-063 kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio.
We are continuing with business and economic segment, Lecture Hall 1, with me, David Shombe. We are looking at how can individuals or how can business operators, you know, expand their small businesses to bigger corporations. Now, the first thing that you need to know, you cannot understand and you cannot know that you are growing if you cannot trace your progress. Now, the question that you need to ask yourself, how do you trace your progress in business? Do you have enough records? Do you record when the money is coming in or coming out? Do you have any documentation? Because one thing that auditors would like to see is that how are your financial flowing? Which product is bringing a lot of money in your business? Or you are just that guy in the corner of his street or in the corner of his location who is living by, you know, hands to mouth. Yes, it's not a problem. But it can be a problem if you are living hands to mouth for more than 10 years. Because you are not progressing. Yeah, that's why one question that we need to ask ourselves is that for you to understand that you are progressing, what do you need to look at? Look at the inflow of income. You look at the records of your stock. Then you analyze the trends of finance. Which month do you make a lot of money? And which month are you struggling? And how are you planning to navigate that? Are you still saving money as a business operator? Or you are also an operator at the same time, you are a beneficiary. You don't have different accounts of your business. Then if you are still at that stage, I don't think we are ready to expand to bigger corporations. Because if we want to grow, let's give a practical example to say you started a business today. Then after 8 months, you register. After 2 years, you comply with all the requirements. Then maybe in the third year, through your resilience, then you'll be able to have an account which you can save in. Because that is progress. Then maybe after 5 years, you'll be able to employ one person or two people. It may look like it is moving very slow, but that is progress. That is what we call growth. But if you're only starting a business with money that we have inherited, and you judge your business based on the stock that is in, and you, the last time you check, you don't even know if your profit is growing or not, or it's only you who is buying from your business, then I think, I don't want to say you are backward, but you are not moving forward. Yeah, that's why now we are saying, Let us educate one another and let us share skills. And the other aspect that we need to look at also is what is the contribution of our, you know, our technical experts or our educated people, especially in finance and business. Because what was supposed to happen is that when you have somebody who is a graduate of finance or a graduate of business management or administration, this person can combine with somebody who is an SME operator, then put things in order for you to move forward. Because other than that, we are going to have a gap in terms of progress and in terms of also, you know, reaching national targets, especially SME development and also building bigger and better companies. Now, the other thing that we look at also is how you deal with people. We have been speaking about this thing for a very long time to say a human being is a very difficult animal to deal with. However, if you master how to work with people, there's nothing that's going to stop you in this world. Now, there is a certain guy, maybe who is operating a bar, and every time he sees a very beautiful lady, he wants to buy her a Savannah. There's no Club Shadis anymore. Maybe a Castellite, maybe a Brutra Fruit or whatever. But just because of the psychology of appearance, this person is going to lose a lot of money, maybe 100 per day. What will happen in 10 days? Let's go to a commercial break and come back.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yeah, we are busy continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are talking about how to grow SMEs to bigger companies, to corporations which are contributing to the development of the country, to the payment of tax, and also to, you know, employment of people. We are talking about a certain individual who is operating a bar. Then every time he sees a very beautiful lady, then he wants to use his product. And that's already the first mistake of business, because there is always a saying to say never mix business with pleasure. Because if you mix business with pleasure, obviously pleasure is going to win. Because the moment you start using what you have to get what you want temporarily, you will never go forward. Yeah, the moment you start failing to control what you feel, you know, it's a main thing. Maybe women, they feel different way also. But draw the lines. People can play with you, but not with your money. Because money is not everything. That is a saying for people who have money. But money is most of the things in this world. Money can buy your health. Money can let you assist your family members. Money can save your kid from a deathbed. And money can also bring peace. But how do we make money legally and expand them to that extent that we are no more smaller businesses which only get from hands to mouth, but we are business which can operate and stand on their own? Because an SME, I don't want to say it's a struggling business. I'm just saying it's a first stage of making money at a basic level, which is very important. Some people are calling it hustling. Some people are calling it, it's a hustle. Struggle, never lose. You know, when somebody is saying struggle, never lose, it's because we are still at the edge of operating our businesses. But have you ever thought about growing bricks by bricks? Have you ever thought of expanding? Yes, you can make money, but the question that you're asking yourself, what are you using that money for? If somebody want to fund you, Do you have relevant documents? What is your record? Do you understand your financial flow? Or you are just somebody who is guessing to say, no, last month I made a lot of money. Who said this month you're going to make a lot of money? Because you believe in hope, not in practical prediction. You know, the first thing that we need to do is business. We have learned from a young entrepreneur who was just speaking here. Then she indicated that what is very important is to start small and also have ambitions. Because the first thing that we need to do is to put our house in order. Then we set lines, draw lines. I know you are my family member, but I cannot let you play with my money. I cannot let you come and just take my products for free. And I cannot let you, just because you are my girlfriend and I don't give you money, you can come and take stock from my business. Because legally, a business is an independent entity. It's a jurist person which can stand on its own. That's why if somebody say he does not have money, but the business has money, it doesn't mean that it is his money. Yeah, that's why it's always very good to make sure that you draw the lines. And also try to have a thick skin, because business people, not SME operators, bigger business people, their job is to deal with problems. Their job is to deal with problems every day. That's why when you look at bigger corporations, technical, not really to say technical experts, but can be general workers, or the guys who are at administration, they always complain to say, no, why the CEO is always paid a lot of money, but he or she does not do anything. Because the CEO is always, getting a lot of money in the company, but he or she does not do anything. And, just attending meetings in the boardrooms and all those things. But we are the one who is doing the work. Had you made a very deep research, you'll be able to understand that this person is dealing with problems every day. He's paid a lot of money to deal with problems, to deal with other people. He's paid a lot of money to protect the business and also to think for the business. That's why we need to develop that culture of strategic business mind. Because if we develop the culture of strategic business mind, then it's more easier for us to look at how the future is like. Because indeed, we can plan about the future, but we cannot really see what the future is. But through experience and also through, clear analysis of data and through clear vision, you'll be able to predict. Even if what you thought is not what would happen, you'll be able to predict and you'll be able to overcome those challenges. That's why we are saying today to business operators, you must stand up and go beyond the hands to mouth. And go beyond, operating for somebody to say, no, I'm running this business just because I want to impress people. Run a business which can have legacy one day. Some of us, we are not born by business people, but if we start a business, at least we make sure that it's running. We make sure that we leave a legacy for our children. If you look at our population now, we are beyond 3 million. And our unemployment in SADC, we are leading. And we are the second unequal country in terms of, economic inequality, economic distribution. How do you balance this one? You can't balance this one by distributing money from BON. You can balance this one by making sure that you create different flows of money. Different flows of money from informal sector to formal sector and the other way around. Different money also, from the region. Because economic inequality cannot be solved by, government alone or the bank printing a lot of money. Because we used to think when we were young to say, no, we don't have a lot of money. Why can't the government just print a lot of money then give to us so we can buy our goods, then that's not how economy is operating. Economy is held together by businesses, from an SME to a bigger corporation. From a very small business operating from just your laptop or from the garage to a bigger corporation with boardrooms, chairperson, president, and employees everywhere around the world, which benefit a lot of people. Because if you look at things like KFC, not even it could be that not even founders of KFC know how many KFC branches or franchises or whatever they call them are in this world. Even the guy who is heading KFC right now, yes, he may understand the operation, but how many people who are being benefited from this one? It's a very bigger corporation. It's a very bigger business. It's a very bigger company. And it started very small from a kitchen. Started very small from a kitchen, maybe with one pot or two pots. And then extend to that extent that it's bigger than before. It's bigger than many. And yes, you must appreciate the founders of businesses. We must appreciate people who started businesses. But we must also not be demotivated by success of other businesses which are looking like ours. Like what the young lady have said, people are going to underestimate you. People are going to call your names. And yeah, it's how you master how to deal with your customers. That's the only way that you're going to move forward. Because customers, we can come with, different faces. But your reaction to customers matters. Your reaction to customers matters. Because what are we saying, dear listeners? We are saying we must build the economy not only to have a lot of SMEs, but to expand our SMEs to bigger corporations. Indeed, there are challenges. Indeed, not every SME that you have started is going to succeed tomorrow. But if you keep on being resilient, if you keep on being resilient and, you don't give up. I don't like saying don't give up without, because I may tell you that don't give up, but what you are doing is wrong. You know, sometimes you must be resilient, but you must understand also, what are you being resilient on? Yeah, those are some of the questions that you ask yourself. Yes, you can be hardworking doing a wrong thing, which is pretty wasting of time. It's a wasting of time, man. If you are just hardworking and you are doing the wrong thing, it's a wasting of time, wasting of resources, and wasting of your future. Until you come to the point where you understand that you have to change your game, your game plan. You have to change your tactics. You have to change your game plan. You have to maneuver and outmaneuver, like what our guests have said. Let's go into a commercial break, then we come back.
Tulisamar dimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Ezisa singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda gongkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko. Uza gongkedi zompe zoktura marsumo. Mosumbangu dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep. Zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi. Guana karuhampepo kumarusumo pa internet meke yoge ruganesa cellphone ndin kenyi. Kara onopukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep. Aso kuretisa po martimbo konosumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumwesrongo no kwane sambudu zongwa dias gospel. Mardimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangu isi kuna karanye de elsin e angano de osherero kuma imbiliro de catholic simaneka karunga de afrikaans sing frodai here and many more. Zene munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu pampepo tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063 ndi ko email digital@omalid.com.
Yes, to our dear listeners, It's 58 minutes, you know, past 18. We have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our program. And today at Lecture Hall 1, at Business and Economic Segment, we are looking at how can we, you know, expand our SMEs to bigger businesses. How can we expand our SMEs to bigger businesses? We would like to thank our guest, Joy Jaimene, for joining us today. And we also thank you for listening to our program and continue listening to Eagle FM programs. Now, in conclusion, it's always a pleasure to have you. And it's also very important to make sure that whatever conversation we are bringing in. Let's take a caller. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I'm well.
Oh, so, David.
Yes.
Are you there? You are the one who is there now.
Yes, it's me.
With Kaveh.
Yeah, no, Kaveh is not here today.
So, how are you? Me, I thought it's the Elmut and others.
No, it's me. Do I speak like Elmut?
No, I wasn't listening.
Okay. No, I'm doing very well.
Oh, maybe I came early, so I didn't know. So maybe you also you like discussing about economic and social economic.
Then you only have 20 seconds.
I'm very
excited. Yes.
No problem. The next time we can interact on how to at least facilitate some of those economic activity, especially in the rural area.
Thank you.
We have a more population, more material and everything. So we can interact next time.
All right. Thank you.
All the best.
Coco. Yeah, for me, David Shombe, see you till next time and continue to listening to Gale FM shows. And yeah, don't forget to subscribe to our or like our page on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And never forget also to download our economic e-paper, which is coming out tomorrow, which is Friday, every Monday, and Wednesday. Until next time. Yes, we are waiting for Ntuma program to come after a few seconds. And yeah, continue listening and just keep waiting.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapongwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane Eagle FM. The eye.